Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and this is Pam.
And this is Rochelle.
And now joining us today is our Women Business Owner, Nellie Cashman, nominees. And we're really excited, Rochelle and I, to have these women in studio. We have five women in studio that we're going to be talking to today. And we are the media sponsors for WBO. And we've been talking to a lot of very powerful women through WBO. And these are the most powerful because they are up for the Nellie Cashman Award. The event is going to be October 8th at the Fairmont Olympic Hotel, and it's of course going to be the Nellie Cashman Gala. Now, if you want to sign up for this, we're going to give you the information right now. You can go to womenbusinessowners.org to sign up, or you can go to chatwithwomen.org, and at the very .com at the very top of our homepage, you can have there's a link, and you can click on it.
So, let me introduce who is in studio with us today. We have Kathy Casey, Marie Erickson, Anne Marie Fayola, Marsha Ives, and Julie Tapero.
Welcome, ladies. Welcome to Chat with Women. Now, we have some very, very exciting questions because we want our listeners to learn from all of you. Now, these women have got to have had at least $1 million in gross revenues, own 51% of their company, and been a WBO, or not even be, you don't have to be a WBO member even. So, really, the most important piece of this is that you've actually earned $1 million in gross revenues. So that's a lot, and so this is really important. How many women do we know that make that kind of money in their business? We're not there yet, Rochelle, but we're working on
it. We're sitting with them right now.
I'm really excited about it. So the questions we're going to ask today, we're going to ask each one of you to please answer the questions, ladies, as we go through. So our first question today is going to be, tell us about your company, obviously. So we're going to start with Kathy. So, Kathy, what is your company, and tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I have a few different companies. I do many different things, so I wear a lot of different hats. I own Kathy Casey Food Studios, The Liquid Kitchen, and Dish Delish. And so Kathy Casey Food Studios is a food and beverage development company. Think of it as like a delicious agency. That's the way I like to position. And on the Liquid Kitchen part of it, I do cocktail development all over nationally and internationally. And Dish Delish is locally here in the Northwest, and it's a food go-go concept. We have a cafe in Ballard, and I have two locations at SeaTac Airport and a line of products, too, including some wonderful cocktail mixers. So that's kind of what I do. A little TV, a little radio, kind of a little bit of everything.
Wonderful. Well, you do cookbooks also.
I do. I just have my 9th cookbook out, Sips and Apps. So writing, yeah. Creative stuff.
It's great.
Okay, Marie?
I have Fusion Beads, and it is a retail bead company, and we have a retail store in the Wallingford area where we do classes almost every day. You can come in and pick loose beads and then take classes if you want to learn, or we have a lot of people who are really good at beading. And then we also have a website, which we send out newsletters and do lots of jewelry ideas for people and lots of techniques, and it's all about beads.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, Anna, Marie?
I own Brambleberry.com. We are all about soap and toiletries and anything you can put on your body, except with a twist, we teach you how to make it. So we sell you the raw ingredients, and then we instruct you on how to make your own bath fizzies, your own lip balms, your own soap from home on our blog at soapqueen.com or on our TV show at soapqueen.tv. And we have a retail store up in Bellingham, too, so you can come and learn hands-on as well.
I love that. I didn't realize we could do that. And you have your own TV station.
Super fun.
Show. That's great.
Thanks.
Okay, Marsha?
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm the owner of With a Little Help, which is a Washington State licensed home care company. We provide non-medical services for seniors, things like in King and Snohomish counties. So we do things like chores around the house, shopping, preparing meals, and very importantly, sitting down and eating meals with folks. Socialization and companionship are really important parts of all the work we do with our clients. We can help folks with showering and personal care needs. We can get them to their doctor's appointments, get people out of the house, whether just for a walk or a drive or to a movie. And if folks are getting ready to move, we can help with downsizing and packing and moving. And we pretty much do anything a son or daughter would do for their parent if they had enough time. So we work with our clients anywhere from 2 hours a week to 24 hours a day.
Wonderful. Thank you. Julie?
Thanks for having me. My company is West Sound Workforce. We're located in Gig Harbor and Paulsbo, and we do staffing on the Kitsap Peninsula. We have fabulous people living there who are having to commute off of the peninsula to find work. And our mission and our passion is to put the Kitsap Peninsula to work and connect them with the great employers we have there. We do temporary staffing and direct hire and permanent staffing, and we are having great success connecting the great employees, the great workforce we have, the great talent with the great employers we have. And in this economy, companies need to have wonderful people working with them to be successful, and that's our mission and our goal.
Well, that's great. All right, Julie, let's stay with you, and let's ask the next question, which was, what was the reason you started your own business?
Well, my background is as a human resource person, and I did a lot of business operations work, and I spent helping other people be successful. And it was not uncommon for someone to bring me their idea and say, make this work. And I often thought, well, that's kind of a dumb idea, but I had to make it work. And I thought so many times that I had a better idea. And so I thought, you know, I'd like to see if I can take my ideas and make a company be profitable and successful, but create an environment where people themselves were happy. And so that was my motivation to start my business, to create a profitable company that valued people and also gave back to the local community. I like to be very involved in my community. I believe that when a lot has been given to you, you have a responsibility to give back. And so I do that through my business, and that's really what motivated me to do this.
That's lovely. Marcia, what was the impetus for you to start your company?
Well, I'd say for starters, I'm pretty much a serial entrepreneur. I've started and sold numerous companies over my lifetime. But about 11 years ago, I started having more exposure to seniors, and I just found this absolute mutual love affair. It just made me feel good being around seniors, and that just really simple acts of kindness went so far in the life of just the daily life of the people I was around. And, you know, these people thought I was an angel, and they expressed that to mm-hmm. me. And I thought, why wouldn't I want to do that every day? Why wouldn't I want to be called an angel every day? So I saw that there was a need. People, seniors in our community spend way, way too much time alone. And they have simple daily tasks that have become challenging for them, and especially if they don't drive anymore. So those were the kinds of services that I thought I could do. And that's how With a Little Help got started. I have 100 employees now, so we are all having a big impact on the lives of the seniors we work with and a big impact on our own personal lives because it just feels good.
Are you all angels?
We're all angels, definitely. I'm glad you noticed that.
I did. I see your wings. Anne Marie, tell us about why you started your company.
Well, I started my company because I was really miserable at my chosen profession. I was a correctional officer and was really bad at it. And I was miserable at it because I wasn't prepared to deal with the system, really. And so I made soap in my spare time. And just one day, out of frustration, quit my job without any sort of plan in mind to turn anything into a business and started selling soap on the weekends and thought, well, this will work until I get a real job. And I quickly realized that selling soap at farmers markets and craft shows and all of that is a really viable source of income. And so then I thought, well, gosh, I want everybody in the world to love their jobs. How can I help other women do this? So I started BrambleBerry.com, and now we sell all the raw materials so everyone can quit their job and sell soap.
Love that. And Marcia, tell us, no, excuse me, and yeah, no, it's Marie. Tell us about your company and why you started.
I started it because for as long as I can remember, I just wanted a bead store. So I've had beads ever since I was tiny. I made earrings all through college to make extra money, and then I went to art school, and I just wanted to start a bead store. I wanted to have a bead store, and I did start one. It was all before internet, so it's taken a little different course than I thought it would, but it's interesting, and that was why.
That's the reason. And Kathy, now which one are you going to tell us which one you started first?
We want to hear which one was first.
Let's start with that, Kathy, and how did this evolve?
Well, let's see, which one was first? Well, I started with the food studios. I started my consulting business, which was creating. And I didn't want to be, everybody's like, well, don't you miss being in restaurants? Well, I don't miss being in restaurants because I'm in them all the time. I'm helping other people with their restaurants. And that's what I love to do is I love to create. I love to help people, you know, be it a really small startup company or just offering advice to especially women in business. Or maybe it's a really large company and just making the food and beverage of today better. And that is really my goal. And I love sharing. And I love empowering people to create and cook and, you know, be really great at home, be a great entertainer. Anybody can be a great cook, and I love to help them with that.
You know what I'm hearing from all of these wonderful ladies who are WBO's Nellie Cashman Award nominees is that every one of you started your business with passion. There's not one person that is just, oh, accidentally I decided to do something. You took something that you were really passionate about. And so the listeners, if there's something that you're doing part-time and having fun with it, look what you can do. You can be a correction officer, and then you can be creating soap. I mean, there's no end to it. So now we want to talk a little bit about what is the secret to your success? Because, you know, a lot of us start businesses, and a lot of people go under. A lot of people, they sort of survive. But to reach what you ladies have done, we really want to know what your secret is. So, of course, Kathy, let's start with you. We'll kind of do this little game around the table. So, Kathy, Casey.
Well, I mean, it's interesting listening to a lot of the other women here. They are very passionate about what they do. And I think the secret to success in business is being flexible. I mean, you know, you have a business, maybe you've been doing something for so long, the environment changes, trends change. You must be flexible with your business. And that is what that's what I really tell people a lot. And be very, very passionate about it. You know, of course you have to pay attention to the bottom line.
Right.
But, you know, that's not the first thing. You know, if you're doing something great, everybody will love it and they'll support you and your business. And, that I think is a very, very good thing to be successful in your business. And also, for those that are starting small business, don't quit your day job unless you have mother loads of financing, okay? But
that's
it's
a
always
good,
good to have somebody in your family, yourself, partner or spouse that has steady income coming in. So that passion, that's the secret to my success.
That's what I'm hearing really from all of you is that passion. So, okay, now we want to talk to Marie. What is your secret to success?
I would say for me it starts with the passion for beads and jewelry and creating. And from there I think also it's a lot of hard work. And you just can't get away from that aspect of it if you want to be successful. You have to pay attention to all the details. Also, not getting greedy, staying creative, and taking some time off. You can't work 24/7 all the time.
Oh, dear.
I agree.
You know, it's the last thing I needed her to hear. No, I agree with you because she just took a week in Mexico and came back, and she, you know, I didn't take the week off, and she's full of energy, and I'm, like, dragging. So I do believe that there's definitely that. Is there anything else that you believe is...
No, I think those are my main.
That sounds really good. Yeah. Well, we are talking to the women of WBO Nellie Cashman Award nominees, and we're going to keep talking about what it is that is the secret to their success, but we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you want to stay tuned. We have some more answers for you. This is Chat with Women.
I've never tried. Hey, Robbie, guess what?
Hey, Kristen, what?
It's time for another chat party.
Another chat party? What's the theme this time?
Pam and Rochelle's Chat-tabulous Things. That means wine, appetizers, cocktails, dessert, and chat cash.
Chat cash? What's that?
Chat cash is our fun money that you will use at our live auction to purchase Pam and Rochelle's Chat-tabulous Things.
So if you have a favorite thing for this Chat-tabulous event that you want to tell Pam and Rochelle about, email them at info@chatwithwomen.com. So don't forget, visit chatwithwomen.com to find out more ways to earn chat cash and to sign up.
Cycle the Wave is an all-women's bicycle ride raising funds for Eastside Domestic Violence Program, a homeless shelter for families escaping abuse. Get your bicycles tuned up and ready to ride on September 20th. Riders and virtual riders can register now at cyclethewave.com. Choose to ride the girly girl, middle sister, or burly girl. Help families in need today and ride at the same time. Register now at cyclethewave.com.
How do you spend the last days of summer in Seattle? There's only one must-do activity, exploring our most interesting sights aboard one of the most elegant dining and sightseeing yachts in Seattle, Waterways Cruises. Whether scheduling a private event, corporate meeting, or just an outing with friends and family, we offer the best waterways in the city for dinner and drinks. Come explore the celebrity-lined shores of Lake Washington and historic Lake Union. Don't miss the boat. Call Waterways today at 206-223-2060 or visit waterwayscruises.com.
Hey ladies, don't forget to register to attend the October 24th Professional Businesswomen Conference in Seattle, featuring 3 keynote speakers and 12 breakout sessions. Keynote speakers include Christine Chen, Chen Communications and former Q13 anchor, Jonna Johnson, author of Just Jump, and Marsha Brixey, author of The Money Therapist. Visit www.moneywisewomen.net for more info or call 360-204-0982.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And we are speaking today with the WBO Women Business Owners Nellie Cashman Award nominees. And there are 5 wonderful, beautiful, it's too bad you can't see them on camera, women that are here today answering some very important questions. And before we went to break, we were talking about what is your secret to success? And we left off with Anna Marie. Anne Marie was going to tell us, what is your secret?
Well, I think the secret to success is actually more of a recipe. So like Marie mentioned, hard work is definitely in that recipe. And Kathy mentioned passion always has to be in that recipe. But I also think a little bit of luck, being at the right place at the right time, having an amazing team surrounding and supporting you is also really key. But if I had to have one secret, it would be follow through and accountability. Do you do what you say you're going to do every single time? Because if you're not accountable to yourself in little tiny projects, you won't be able to be accountable to yourself and your team and your customers. Customers for those big, big, big projects that really propel your business forward for the long term.
I like accountability because that's one of the things, being accountable is so important to us, that when somebody doesn't respond or doesn't follow through, you don't want to do business with them. You're absolutely right. That's very important. Okay, Marcia, what's your secret?
I would say the secret to the success of With a Little Help is not compromising on my core beliefs. Exactly. I was the company's first employee and first caregiver, and I was providing really important care to seniors. And when it came time to hire my first employee, I wanted to hire somebody who was going to be providing the exact same level of care, quality of care that I was providing. So that meant that I needed to hire people of the same caliber that I felt that I was as a caregiver. And in my industry, I chose to, in order to recruit that level of caregiver, I needed to pay my caregivers a higher wage than is standard in this industry, which meant that it took me longer to get to profitability. And that was a sacrifice I was willing to make. Because the most important thing to me was that my clients deserved absolutely the best care. So that comes from my caregivers.
Yeah, you can hear her heart.
Well, to doing what it is that you do, mm-hmm. and the fact that you're now at 100 employees,
right.
and that you've hired right and you paid right, they're not going to leave. Your employees don't leave when we pay them right and they're appreciated, right? I mean, that's a big piece of it. So, Julie, what's your secret?
Well, I sure love what everybody else has said, and I think all of those things are so important. So I would just add a couple things to that. I think one thing that's really important is to treat the people that work for you very well. My product is human. I don't make something that I can put out on the shelf, but if the people that are working for me don't do their job very well every day, we fail. And I have to have an excellent staff, and in order to keep that staff, I have to treat them well. And I have in the staffing industry, there's a lot of turnover, but I have had a very stable staff, and we are a team and a family, and I think that that's extremely important to be successful. I also think it's very important to not think that you have all the answers yourself, and to believe that you can always learn from somebody else, and to be able to say, I made a mistake, and to learn from your own errors, and to always be able to, like my GPS system, when I make a mistake, it says, you know, it's correcting. And I think you have to always be correcting and getting back on the right path. And I think that's very important in business, to be able to say, I've made an error, and I'm going to do better, and how can we as a team do better, and always be striving to get better in your business. And the last thing I'd say is that you have to be not afraid to try something new. I've never been afraid in my own career to say, raise my hand and say, I'll do that. If there was a project out there, I'd say, I'll try that. And it was a great preparation for starting my own business, because by the time I was ready to start my own business, I had done everything. I had done IT, I'd done accounting, I'd done sales, I'd done marketing, I'd done human resources. I had pretty much done anything you could do in a business. So it was great when I started my own business. I could wear any hat. And I think as a business person and entrepreneur, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and just try anything.
Thank you. I think that's fabulous. Let's stay with Julie, and let's ask this question of the ladies, but staying with Julie, what has been your biggest challenge, and how did you solve it?
A couple of years ago, my family was on vacation, and my husband became ill, and 9 days later, he passed away. It was totally out of the blue, totally unexpected. He was a very healthy man. And I'm a small business person. He was not involved in my business. It's just me. And, you know, when your life partner passes away very suddenly, yeah, you know, you think, well, I'll just get in bed, pull the covers over my head, and
right.
and I'll die too. But when you are running a business, that's just not an option. And that's been, I think, certainly the biggest challenge I've ever had in my life. And the biggest challenge that I will ever probably face in my life, and certainly the biggest challenge I faced in my business, it has certainly changed me forever, and it was a great learning experience for me. I had to depend on my staff in a way I had never depended on my staff before. They did absolutely everything in my business. I learned that my business could run without me. It did run without me. I came back to work and sat at my desk, and I was totally useless, and that was okay. My staff took care of me until I could contribute back to the business. I learned that I had to be able to say to people, I need help. Mm-hmm. When people offered help, I had to take it. And we went on to have the most successful year we ever had in our business that year. So I've learned some great lessons from that. I learned that people and relationships are truly the most important thing in this world. I learned that none of us are promised tomorrow. Every day is what we have, and we need to make every day count. And that work and my business is not the most important thing in my life. But those lessons, I think, are good lessons. And I learned that I can take anything that comes my way. Nothing that happens to me now will be harder than what I've already been through.
Thank you, Julie. I'm sorry for your loss, but thank you for sharing your rewards. Marcia, What was your biggest challenge, and how did you solve it?
Well, it's extremely hard to come up with what is the biggest challenge because there is an endless stream of challenges. And I think that's probably why we're all entrepreneurs, is because that for me, I thrive on challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But in my business, learning how to delegate was a big issue for me.
That
I'm
makes sense.
Always
you started as the angel.
Sure. That's right. After all, I am an angel.
That's right.
And you know, I always strive to be really good at what I do. And so each position that came along in my business as it grew, I was the first person doing it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I kind of created it and learned how to do it and felt like I was the best person at that job. And so I had, as I brought people on to, you know, help in the office, I had to do the training, and then I had to let go and let them do their job. And that was hard, very hard to do. Eventually, I was not involved in the real day-to-day operations of the, you know, taking the phone calls from clients and working with caregivers. And what I found I had to do in order to keep my nose out of and let people do their jobs was I had to physically move my office far enough away that I could not hear what was the phone calls that were coming in, that I couldn't hear the team problem solving, because that was their job. That's what I hired them to do, and I needed to let them do it. And that they needed to learn through their own mistakes and through their own methods of problem solving, and they needed to learn how to do it their way, not my way. And that was tough, but it was an extremely important thing.
I think it's important for every business mm-hmm. owner, actually. And Anne Marie, what was yours?
Well, like everybody else, lots of challenges and lots of different stories I could share. But really the biggest challenge that I had to overcome in my business, and actually still fight today, is lack of cash and lack of access to capital. When I started my business, I was 20 years old. I put $15,000 on a credit card and went, "Wee!" And immediately, I came up with the harsh realization that growth sucks cash. When you're a growing business, mm-hmm. you're always short on cash flow, even if you're profitable. It doesn't make sense, but you always are. And like in the first year, I asked my dad for a $5,000 loan and offered him 33% of my company for that $5,000. And thank God he turned me down, because now that's foolish and
you're
silly.
Successful.
But even 5 years later, when I bought my warehouse and opened my retail store, I was $245,000 into credit card debt having done that. So, and every time I take a major step and a major growth factor, it always requires more cash. So cash is always my continual challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. Marie, what would you like to share?
Well, I know on my application for Nelly, the first thing I put down was having children while managing a growing business. And that was a big challenge. It's worked out, but I did have to trust my staff. I was gone, you know, for a while, a couple times, and it was hard. But the other major challenge I've had is putting the company online and going from a retail store for 7 years that I opened 12 years ago and had it for 7 years and it's still there, but then going online 5 years ago. That was a huge undertaking, a huge obstacle, and the way I tackled it and made it successful was by surrounding myself with some of my already very loyal, trustworthy, excellent workers. And I have many, many people that have been with me between 5 and 10 years, and that was how I got through it, and it was a lot of work, and we all just pitched in and did it, and we all have jobs, you know, 12 years later. So that would be a huge obstacle for me.
Thank you. And Kathy, what would you say your biggest challenge was?
Let's see.
I have an answer.
Which company?
I have an answer for her.
Yeah. Well, I was one of the first women, the youngest women executive chefs in the United States.
Right.
So I grew up in a total man's world. So that was probably my biggest challenge. Even in culinary school, my instructor told me, "You will never be a chef." And so don't ever tell me no.
Good. We love that.
Because that just makes me work harder. And so I'd say that, you know, growing up in a man's profession just made me work harder. And, I just tell people, if you think that you can do it, then, you know, just work hard and you can do anything you want. So
you make it happen.
You can make it happen. That was probably my biggest challenge.
You know, don't you think when you're listening to these women that none of them hear no?
No, they don't hear no.
They don't hear no. Mm-mm. And Mm-mm. That's why they just keep moving. No matter what challenge is in front of them, they just keep moving. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm so impressed with. And that I'm sure that's why you've reached this $1 million in gross revenue plus, is because you don't hear no. Because in our life as women, we're going to hear, you can't do that. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not. And we sometimes hear that in our own minds. It's not necessarily somebody saying it. And I love the fact that you just kept going. So now this organization, WBO, Women Business Owners, we all see the benefit. We all see that there's a lot of young business owners that are coming into WBO, and they need your help. So if a WBO member came to you and said, you know, I'm starting this business, tell me, what's the lesson? What do I need to know today that's going to help me, other than what you've already said about your challenges, that you would say to this young woman or young man even? Because there's a lot of young people starting out. And I say young, I don't mean age-wise. They may be in their 50s, but starting their very first business. So, Kathy, let's start with you. What would you say to this person?
Well, the advice I would give somebody would be to surround yourself with great people. And, you know, sometimes you might hire people and they're, you know, they're going to do the job. But surround yourself with people that not only do a great job, but that you really like, you know?
We agree
and,
with
and
you.
A lot of people are always like, well, you should hire this person. And, you know, it's like, well, I kind of like to really like the people that I work with. I want to be able to go out for cocktails with them after work and go like, I like you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think surround yourself with great mm-hmm. people that you like. Don't second guess yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that a lot of people will analyze things to death and then it gets blanditized. Go with your gut because, you know, it's women's intuition, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, when you get busy and you're successful, you kind of just get too entrenched in work. Don't mm-hmm. forget your friends and mm-hmm. don't work too hard too much all the time. Keep a little bit of time in there for yourself.
Balance.
It's hard. I struggle with it.
I know. Well, that's, look at you. You're so successful. Of course you struggle with it.
Okay. But if you love what you do, you like doing it all the time, right?
Bad. So, Marie, what would you say to this young business owner?
I would tell someone to learn how to read financials, pay attention to your financials, mm-hmm. and take that time out every month to really go through them. That was hard for me. And the other thing I would say is, if you can have a mentor or someone in your life that you can talk to, like mm-hmm. sit down, really talk to someone that maybe plays, you know, a little bit of that devil's advocate. If you can learn to listen, learn to take advice, mm-hmm. that has been very helpful to me. So
wonderful. Well, we have about 5 more minutes, so we want to make sure that we get the rest of our guests here. So Anne Marie, what would you say?
Continual learning. Always be growing. Always be trying to learn, either from other people, with surrounding yourself with great people at work, or surrounding yourself with great people who can tell you about their experiences. So a group like the Women Business Owners or the Women Presidents Organization, or I have a mastermind group up in Bellingham. So I've surrounded myself with all these rock stars who can share their experiences with me. And then also reading from the great masters. So 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Covey, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. Those kind of things. So you're always learning from the best and the brightest and the smartest and the fastest and the strongest to continually propel yourself forward.
I love that. That's why we do Chat with Women. They can learn every day from 8 to 9. Okay,
well, they're going to play this show over and over again.
That's right. So, Marie, what would you say to that young WBO member?
I would say that it's extremely important to surround yourself with...
I don't mean Marie, I'm sorry.
I meant Marcia. I am Marcia, correct.
Sorry.
The angel, Rena. That's right.
I'll always remember the angel. I have the face right now.
They don't want to confuse our listeners, yeah. So they have to know the angel's talking now.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to hear it about that.
I'm sure.
It's extremely important to surround yourself with supportive people. In the very beginning when I was starting my business and I just had this idea, it was my friends and my family. And if there was anybody who wasn't 100% behind me, I knew that was not a person that I was ever going to talk to about my business, because I needed to hear people who were going to be supportive. Very early on when I had staff within my office, we supported each other. And that was all fabulous, because that's how our office started. The environment of being really supportive of each other, and that has continued. But as my business grew and it got larger, I hit a wall. At about year five, I completely hit a wall and thought, oh, my God, I'm in way over my head. I have no idea how to do this. What have I got myself into? I don't know how to do this. And the reality was that I did know how to do it, but I didn't think I did anymore. I was afraid, and I needed different support than just my internal staff. So I hired a business coach, and that was just an integral turning point for my business.
Well, that's good to
getting
know.
Getting outside support. Mm-hmm. A couple years later, I had a real financial dilemma, a serious financial challenge. And I found a financial advisor. And I know we're running out of time, and I want to give Julie a chance to respond.
Okay, Julie, what would you say to that? I keep picturing this cute little young girl walking up. Help me, help me. What would you tell me?
Well, I really agree with Marie about the finances. I think that people don't want to look at the numbers, and especially if things are not pretty, then the numbers are the last thing they want to look at. And so that would be the number one thing I'd say, is you have to look at your finances all the time, especially if it's not pretty. And the second thing is a plan. You have to have a business plan, and it's so boring and hard to do, and people don't want to do it. But I think that's why a lot of businesses fail, is they don't do the plan. And I've had a lot of ideas about how to expand my business or different things to go into, and when I start to do the plan, I realize, oh, well, that's really not legal, or that there are regulations that control that to the point that it won't be profitable. And you have to do a business plan.
Well, thank you, all five of you, for joining us today. We want to remind everyone that the event where they can come and meet you is going to be at the Fairmont Olympic Hotel on October 8th. And this, of course, is the Nellie Cashman Gala event. And they can go to womenbusinessowners.org to sign up. And there's a VIP reception from 5 to 6. And then there's general from 6 to 7, or the dinner's actually at 7. So what I know, Rochelle and I were there last year, and there were 350 powerful women in this room, dressed up, connecting, and women together do business. That's all there is to it. And you want to be there, so we want to encourage you to go. And also, if they go to the womenbusinessowners.org site, they can read all about the five of you. The information is online. They can learn about you, and they definitely want to come and hear your five-minute speech that they're going to make.
I also want the listener to know this is an opportunity for you to come and meet these women personally. When else will you get this opportunity? It's a fabulous event, and don't miss it. It's October 8th at the Fairmont Olympic Hotel. It's the Nellie Cashman Gala. And ladies, we're honored to have you in studio, and we want to thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Chat with Women.